Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Burt, since you are so invested in the Taylor Swift universe now, you are going to be joining me on the live stream at 6:55 p.m. on Instagram and Facebook, talking about the New Heights podcast and Taylor Swift's new album, TS12, The Life of a Showgirl. I thought it was only fitting that as the newest Swiftie in the studio, I induct you on behalf of all the Swifties and tell you and give you the Swiftie starter pack so you can be ready for this album cycle.
I am being knighted?
You are literally being knighted as a Taylor Swift fan.
I promised myself when I walked in the studio this morning I wasn't going to cry.
First, the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. Then, the ambassador at the Atlanta airport.
Yes.
And now this.
Yep.
You are about to be knighted with the four sacred artifacts of Taylor Swiftiehood.
Okay.
Today, we gather here in this most hallowed space, the Burt Show Studio, to welcome a brave soul into the order of the eternal Swifties. First, I bestow upon you the sacred shirt of song. Wear it with pride so the world may know you have pledged loyalty to the one true lyrical queen. This is the limited edition Tortured Poets Department t-shirt I got from the promotions closet.
Okay. You walked all the way down the hall and got that?
No, Mikey.
Mikey walked did. All you didn't even do there that. Oh. Okay. All right.
And the lyric on it says,
I love you, it's ruining my life, which is just because that's the last shirt we had left in the
I can wear this for
closet.
The rest of the show?
Yes, you can wear it. Okay, next one. Next. The pills of perpetual vigilance.
The what?
The pills of perpetual vigilance. They're caffeine pills.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're caffeine pills.
For give the nights that bottle to Kristen.
These are for the nights you must stay awake to decode cryptic Instagram posts, count Easter eggs in music videos, or wait for the Ticketmaster cues that test both your patience and your soul.
What is the longest you have stayed in a Taylor Swift queue?
So I've only done it once because I didn't have big girl money until the Eras tour. And I sat in that queue from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m.
What?
I know. But it was worth it.
What?
I know. It was so long.
I've been in one of these queues one time. And was it the same time that I was in where you can literally see somebody? There's like an avatar that's walking.
Yes. And it just sat there and sat there and sat there. And thank God I had nothing to do at work because I'm just sitting in my office like, when am I going to get into this freaking queue? And then finally at like 3 p.m. after sitting there for 5 hours, I got in.
I will take your caffeine pills.
Okay. The next. The tissues of tears unending. These will serve you when you hear a song with lyrics that feel oddly specific to you and you start to wonder if she's secretly watching you or when she drops a surprise album at 2 a.m. without warning.
I will take those. Here has been my disconnect with Taylor Swift, as you guys already know. I like music that's upbeat and just has a vibe and a beat and makes me feel good. That's why my musical palette is so simple. It's Flo Rida. It is Pitbull. If it has a beat, I love it. I haven't been listening to lyrics.
But that's why I think you're going to like this album, because I think this album is going to be a series of pop bangers. Okay. I think the last one was not your speed. Understandably, it was about a very niche experience that most women have. Whereas this, I think, is going to be nothing but nonstop pop music.
I think I proved my point earlier this morning where I play music in studio every morning just so there's something going on, satisfies my ADD, and it's got a good beat, right? And I said to Abby this morning, I put a Spotify list on of nothing but Taylor Swift songs, and they were just so slow that it was ruining my vibe. And I'm like, Abby, can you find a list that has some upbeat Taylor Swift songs? And I still haven't heard it yet.
I mean, I've been over here, but then I have to tune in audio for certain things, and yeah, it's a whole thing. Anyway, okay, last sacred artifact. This is the bracelet of the bond eternal. It is a friendship bracelet. Wear it, exchange it, and know that you are forever a part of a glitter-covered army that spans continents and time zones. By the power vested in me by the International Council of Swifties, a.k.a. me in the group chat, I hereby declare you Sir Swiftie of the Realm, defender of bridges, protector of lyric interpretations, and sworn enemy of Scooter Braun. You must delete him from your contacts.
Mm. He already did that.
Well, yeah.
And I'm not talking about Bert. I'm talking about Scooter.
Yeah, Scooter.
Scooter. Get that to Bert.
Congratulations. It's you. Hi. You're the Swiftie. It's you.
I take my responsibility very, very seriously tonight.
Speech!
Very seriously.
Speech!
I just hope that I can live up to the standards that Swifties and you have provided for all of us civilians the last couple of years. I take my job seriously.
Every Swiftie has an album that launched their Swiftie obsession, and I think TS12 is the one for you.
I'm ready.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.
You know, if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, I have probably used this cliche over and over and over again, that sometimes you just got to come in here when you don't feel like being here, where we understand what our role is in your lives, and that's to kind of make you guys laugh, put you in a better mood before you get to work or whatever that crap is going on in your life, right? And for us, we understand that responsibility, but we also share with you guys things that are going on in our lives that maybe won't give you those laughs. And to Jackson's credit, his family is going through crisis right now, and he's in here trying to do his best.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just got to grit your teeth and bear through it a little bit. But, you know, times can't always be great. And recently, my grandmother passed away. And
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's definitely hard. But the interesting thing is that it wasn't necessarily unexpected. So that kind of has made things a little bit easier, so to speak. Obviously, it's never going to be, you know, a great thing to happen, but it truly, I'm still feel like I'm waiting for it to hit me, you know?
There is something about, and she was 94, right?
Yes.
So, you know, from the outside looking in, and I don't have the same family unit, healthy family unit that you do. But from the outside looking in, I mean, my knee-jerk reaction would be like, what a great life, 94 years old. And when you say it wasn't unexpected, I don't know what age that is that, okay, after 90, it's not going to be unexpected. So yeah. Maybe you're bracing yourself for something like that for years?
You know, the interesting thing is, so her husband, my grandfather, passed away at the end of last year. And a lot of times these happen kind of close by each other. But he was 96. And so the crazy thing is, for like the last four or five Thanksgivings in a row, when the whole dad side of my family gets together, he has always sat everyone down and made this beautiful speech about the full life that he's lived and how happy he is to see all the family together, because we have a huge family. And every year it seems like he was kind of gearing us up to like get ready for his passing, but the guy just kept kind of chugging along and not going. And so every year it was like the same speech over and over and over again, which is crazy. But then, so I think that did mentally prepare me a little bit.
Did they get to the age or the attitude, and I have heard this many times from 85 and older, it's just like, why won't God take me? I am so ready. Like, everything hurts. I am so ready. My spirit is gone.
No, 100%. And I feel like he felt like he was ready to go all of that time. And he had really, truly made peace for it. And all of my cousins' thoughts when it came to him specifically was that he was going to try and hold out until my grandmother passed, because she was deteriorating much faster. My grandfather, like, on the day that he passed, he still, like, went on a swim that morning and was like still kicking it and like doing pretty well.
And that's super unusual. It's usually the woman.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so I think that he was holding out for that. And honestly, in an ideal world, I think that her passing sooner might have actually been better, because then he would have been able to like let go and be at peace, because then, you know, he'll be able to join her, and then, you know, she won't have to live without him, basically. Mm-hmm. Because they're, you know, completely attached to the hip. And, you know, I think the saddest thing for me is thinking about her, and she was terrified of death. And so that's what kind of gets me a little bit more in my feels about it, because I don't think she wanted to hang on for as long as she did, because her health was not good. But I think that she held on as long as she could because of how scared she was.
Mm-hmm. I would love for you to share your favorite thing about your grandpa and your favorite thing about your grandma.
Oh, that's so easy for me. They were always the grandparents that would come over on Christmas Eve. And so every single Christmas from like since I was born until as long as they were healthy and well enough to be up and mobile, would come over every single Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. We would have our whole like tradition of my mom reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas" and them hanging out and us, you know, making cookies for Santa and leaving stuff out for the reindeer and doing all of that kind of stuff. And then the morning of just like seeing their face glowing as we're all opening presents. And that is by far my fondest memory of having them around.
It's beautiful, man. Really sorry for your loss and your family's loss also, man.
I appreciate it.
And as I said to you yesterday, you guys need anything from us, you let us know.
Okay? Thank you. Yeah,
all
we'll
right.
do.
All right, we're going to bring you back to talk about your gift of being able to tell if a woman is going to have a boy or a girl.
Which gift? He's got so many.
So many gifts. All right, Gen X versus Gen Z trivia coming up next. The elders are losing, man.
But only by 1 point.
Is it only one right now?
It's only 1 point that we're down by.
For now.
I feel
was that
like,
supposed to be intimidating?
I think it was.
Because it wasn't.
What was it? Can I hear that again?
For now. Okay. Are you about to start counting, like Count Dracula?
Like an evil bunny genius.
This is The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Kristen, tell them what you just ordered. Let's set it up. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go, man. Let's go. I got no shame. This is what we do for a living. Are you kidding me?
I just purchased not one, not two, not three, not four, but five pieces of fake chest hair to adhere to Bert's bare chest in honor of Travis Kelce's new GQ spread.
Five tufts of hair?
Five tufts, yes. I tried to find the one that most matched your hair color.
My natural hair color?
They're not gray. It's the dark. Okay. It's the dark brown.
Okay.
I dubbed you as a dark brown.
Okay.
So I have fake dark brown chest hair being delivered to my house. Okay. With the adhesive spray. And I'm also looking for that giant faux fur trapper hat for you to wear as well.
All right, if this sounds totally and completely random to you
yes.
guys, it is not.
It's because so Travis Kelce just came out with the GQ spread, and it is, he's being dubbed America's sweetheart. The man gives zero Fs. He's delightful, right? And
he's delightful.
I knew Jason Kelce, his brother, was very hairy because of the time he took his shirt off in the box at one of the NFL games. Uh-huh. And I'm like, wow, that is a hairy dude.
Hard to erase that image from our brains.
And normally hairy dudes run in the family. However, my husband, very hairy. And his brothers, too, they're going to love that I'm disclosing this, also hairy, but Bart takes the cake on how, like, he's
extra hairy.
Oh,
he's
yes.
He's like silverback.
It's impressive.
Ew.
excuse you.
Sorry. I can't believe that came out of my mouth. I thought that was an inside thought.
Do you like body hair?
No.
On guys? Yeah. Not at
no,
all.
No.
Yeah. I sleep with them. You don't. It's okay.
Are you sure?
Thanks for clarifying that.
I sleep with them sometimes. It depends on what quarter it is.
Biannually.
Okay. So I saw this, and because Bert is so anti-body hair.
It's just not for you guys. It's fine.
Yeah.
I just, for me, it's been a personal jihad against body hair my entire life. And I'll tell you where it started. I think you know this story. So when I was much younger, and I was so undersized compared to all my friends, obviously, even now, I'm 5'4". But back then, it was just so, any kid that's my size is insecure about it, right? And your parents want to help you out any way you can. But this was in a very different time where the pharmaceuticals weren't nearly as good as they are now, right? So my parents took me to a doctor that got me on some steroids that would grow me taller. It would get me to my regular height faster. It wasn't going to make me 6'2". It was just going to make me catch up to my peers, right? And I must have been So this was when, before I left New York for California. So I'm 7 years old at the time.
Oh, my God,
I'm
taking
it's young, right? I don't even know if they would allow it now. But what it did, it didn't make me taller. What it did was it made me super hairy.
No.
That's what did it.
So I'm like this little 7-year-old Chia Jew running around with all the with all this hair, man. And it just made me really insecure. So I think that's where it all started. So, and then I grew up in a time where, you know, you just went bare chested kind of. And now I don't shave it, but I trim it. But I hate any body hair, just on myself and my significant other. It just makes me, it's an ick.
And that is fine. But I'm loving, what I am loving is that Travis Kelce is there. And it's not just like a smattering. Like this dude is, he's got some serious hair. And I'm like.
Cheddar.
Yes.
Just cheddar.
It's even more than that. It is thick.
He's like a Yeti.
And luxurious.
Yes, he is.
So I'm excited for my husband because I'm like, look, here is a hair mentor. Like he's making hair. Like not taboo. So I have ordered you a bunch of chest hair,
okay.
And I'm also in the process of getting that winter trapper hat for you to wear, so you can like do a little homage to Travis Kelce and just know what it feels like to have a chest full of hair.
I have been trimming my chest hair now for it must be 20 years. I don't even remember what it's like when if it grows out fully. I remember it just kind of being patchy. So like. Over my left chest, there might be more, and then the right one sort of has, like, nothing on it. Like, I've gone through too many airport securities.
And I splurged, by the way. They said you can put this on with eyelash adhesive, but I splurged, and I got, like, the actual, like...
Okay.
The adhesive spray to make sure. And it's like sport proof so you can sweat in it.
Okay.
You could go swimming.
Can I do the show in one of those like sleeveless tanks I have that are kind of loose on the side? You know, like a workout tank? Can I do the show in that?
No.
I can't?
I'm just kidding. It's
okay.
Fine. It's your show. Your name is on the show. You can do whatever you want.
This is The Burt Show.
I think we might have caught a lucky break here by being a little bit late, Kristen. Kristen's not feeling so hot this morning, so she's been caffeinating and caffeinating and caffeinating. And because we just bought an extra couple of minutes to go up against these guys in Gen X versus Gen Z trivia, gets us a upper hand, I think, today.
So I can shuck down this coffee a little bit more?
Go ahead, take your shot. It is time.
That was a big up. Right. Mikey, what have you been doing to prepare for Gen Z trivia?
I've been watching Leave It to Beaver.
It's a Boomer versus Gen Z trivia. All right, yeah. It is time to celebrate Gen X.
We are Gen X. You can't plug in a destination. We are Gen X. You cannot find a location. We are Gen X. Guess it.
Taking on the fetuses at our Gen Z.
Z is the name of my generation. You better get ready for a revolution.
Hi, Tommy will be asking Gen X questions that Gen Z for sure know. And then he will ask Gen Z questions that Gen X absolutely does not know. But we're going to win today. We're down by 1 point.
Correct.
Yep, this is round three. After two rounds, Gen X has 5 points. Gen Z has 6. Yesterday was actually a tie.
Oh.
What? We were very competitive.
Are we going to give them an extra point every day as a kind of a participation trophy?
Yeah, where's their participation?
Snowflakes love that.
That's what they're used to. So. All right, so yesterday we started off questions with the team that was leading, but I think today... we're going to start with Gen X, the team down by one.
The losers so, is what he's saying.
Losers.
He's staying away from the word loser.
I'd just like to mention I'm in Gen X also. They've been a Gen Z power couple for over a year, but rumors are swirling that they split in July. Who is the Kid Laroi's most recent famous girlfriend, Gen X?
Dang, it's me. Kid Laroi, it's not Sabrina. Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo. Let me run a couple by you.
Yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo, Sabrina Carpenter. What's that other young?
Charlie XCX?
No, younger.
Yep.
Grace something.
Grace Abrams.
Abrams.
Grace Abrams.
I need an answer.
I need you to chill.
Our brains work slower. Yes. We get more time.
We have had more years to kill more brain cells. Hook a sister up.
Jeopardy is not a 3-hour show.
Okay. So Kid Laroi. And
it's not Sabrina Carpenter, that's for sure.
It is not.
Olivia Rodrigo. Olivia, no, I'm not comfortable with that.
Addison Rae.
Who?
Addison Rae.
Addison Rae. That's who we'll go with.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, sure.
Whatever.
Why not? Who the hell was it?
No, but it rhymes with Addison Rae. It's Tate McRae.
Oh. Should have known.
Dang, the only one I didn't mention. Okay.
All right, fine.
Damn it.
All right. Over to Gen Z, who can go up by 2 if they get this correct.
Come on, leave it to Beaver.
Come on.
Mikey and Abby, Gen Z. Which doll, launched in 1983, came with a unique name and adoption certificate?
Cabbage
Patch Kid, is that 1983?
You can talk into the microphone. Yeah, what's like a secret?
The worst
radio. I don't want it to be like, is that your final answer? I don't know.
That from 80s?
I think so. Okay. A unique name and a birth certificate. Yeah,
because they get a birth certificate?
They do that weird Cabbage Patch birth in Pigeon Forge that my grandparents wanted to take me to.
I have no idea anything about that. I'm going to trust you on this one.
I believe it is Cabbage Patch Kid dolls.
Yeah, beat the geezers. Yeah, yeah.
And that's not in Pigeon Forge. It's actually in Georgia where they have like the whole birthing patch, whatever.
What are you guys talking about?
It's in Cleveland, Georgia, where Renee and I were in a cop car. Babyland General Hospital.
What?
In Cleveland,
so
Georgia.
Weird.
What is this?
Just another reason to come to Georgia. All
right, so no point to you guys.
Kristen, we got to get it together, sister.
It's like 7-5
I'm
now.
Trying.
Uh-oh. All right. Going back up to Gen X.
Tate McRae.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Travis Kelce.
Oh, this should be easy.
Does a podcast with his brother, Jason Kelce. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Taylor just announced her new album on their podcast. Mm-hmm. What is the name of the podcast?
Oh, man.
Come Are you on, kidding? Bro.
Thank you. Crazy. New Heights.
I'm sorry. I'm just reading the questions that are here.
That's crazy, Tom.
Cassie gave me these questions. I'm standing in for her. So that is a point to Gen X. Score now 6-7. Back to Gen Z. What band?
Name all of the people at Woodstock.
Mikey, I'm counting on you for this one.
First names and last names.
What band won a Grammy for Best New Artist in 1989, which later got taken away because it was revealed they didn't actually sing on their album?
Are you kidding?
What?
This is so easy. They so got the obvious. New Heights question, and we got the what artist won in 1989?
This is so easy, Abby.
Wait,
they didn't sing on their new album?
Nope.
Is it, what's that lady on SNL?
It's a band. It's a band.
This is okay, part but of she was American musical
Matter of fact,
history.
They were found out because they were on stage.
Stop.
Where were they on stage?
No.
Where were they?
Stop.
Where?
No.
Say it, Tommy. Come on.
Mikey, you don't know this?
No, I have no idea.
This is like not knowing who George Washington is.
Are you kidding? We talked about New Heights once an hour, every hour.
Are they still famous?
Are they still famous?
Someone answer me.
There was a recent documentary. Sorry. A recent documentary?
Why are we giving them hints?
Okay, we're just going to take the L on this one. Let's just name a band.
There was like a TV movie about it.
Come out with just some
TV movie.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
A what?
K-pop Demon Hunters.
That's a real show.
Ready? It was Blame It on the Rain That Was Finally Falling. Blame it on the stars.
Those songs they put
you
out.
You can blame it on
this,
the rain.
Is this just a listening segment
the rain
of the show?
Don't shine.
Hold on, Tommy. The caffeine is kicked. Perfect timing.
I don't think that was caffeine you gave her. All right. That album, by the way, Millie Vanilli's first album, that is a great album.
Did they have to?
Too bad they weren't singing.
I don't know why the people that actually sang didn't come out with more music after that, but whatever.
Okay.
Anyway. All right. Back to Gen X. The Las Culturistas Culture Awards just aired earlier this month on Bravo.
Mm-mm.
Who won the most amazing impact in film.
Cultural.
And you could actually say what won the most amazing impact in film.
Los Culturistas War from Bravo?
Los Culturistas Culture Awards. Aired on Bravo earlier this month. What won for most amazing impact in film?
For 2024 to 2025?
Bravo is all you, man.
This award did not come from the past year. This is something that's a classic.
Oh, what was that one where the dude in the bathtub?
Salt Burn?
I'm going to go. That's what I'm thinking.
A cultural? The question again?
Is it, you guys are never going to get this.
Okay, so that's not the answer.
I'll just give it. There's no way you're going to get this.
All right, take the L.
Jeff Goldblum's chest in Jurassic Park.
What
the hell?
The question sounded like a riddle.
So specific. It really did.
That was crazy. I couldn't follow any words of that.
You know what? The troll just ate us because we did not get across the bridge.
The hell?
I'm sorry. You guys got a gimme last time. I had to give you a hard one that time.
That was really hard.
And it was in the order that I'm doing them. All right. Back to Gen Z. Okay.
Maybe we'll get a gimme this time.
Yeah, what hit show centered around the characters Dylan, Kelly, Steve, Andrea, Brandon, Brenda, Donna, and David?
Oh, what's the one where during the theme song, everyone's turning off their lights? Bye, Sally. Bye, Jerry. Bye, Craig. What's that one?
You're looking at me like I'm supposed to know.
Come on, what's that called?
Do you want me to help you out?
Yes.
No! We are competing.
Hold on, what is that called? We already covered Different Strokes. It's not that.
Not Growing Pains.
It's not Family Matters. They're like, good night, Steven.
Good night, Jim Bob.
Good night, Jim Bob.
Are you talking about Good Night, John Boy?
Why are you talking?
Is that the answer?
Hold on. What is that called? I only know references from like Family Guy, and they've referenced this in Family Guy.
What are the characters' names again? Brenda,
Dylan, Kelly, Steve, Andrea, Brandon, Brenda, Donna, and David.
Good night, Brenda. Good night.
This was a cultural phenomenon.
Saved by the Bell doesn't sound right.
Sounds okay.
This is going to have to be our last one for today, Tom.
You'll need an answer.
Brenda. I don't know why Brenda's striking a chord with me. Why do I feel like I know Brenda?
You don't know Brenda. Hold on.
You don't know Brenda like we know Brenda.
Saved by the Bell all we got?
No, I don't think it's Saved by the Bell.
What is Family Matters? Is that with Urkel?
Yes. Freaks and Geeks?
Hey, that's pretty good. Hit it.
That sounds like answer.
Do it.
Final answer.
Freaks and Geeks?
Wow, that is wrong.
What was it? Beverly Hills 90210. Over there, Jim Bob, we're talking about the Waltons.
All right. I would never have known that name.
It's like the 70s, man.
That is so old. What's the generation before Boomer? Because I think that's right.
Each team got 1 point. So
that's it?
The score stands at Gen X 6, Gen Z 7.
All right. Yes. We're still afloat.
We did that for what felt like 47 minutes, and we each only got one friggin' point.
We sang all of Save It for the Rain or whatever.
It's the Burt Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Babe, wake up. A New Heights podcast clip with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce just dropped. There's a new teaser for the New Heights podcast that is coming out tonight, again at 7 p.m., where Taylor is going to be talking all things TS12, the life of a showgirl, her upcoming album. And in it,
you can see just how self-aware she is that maybe the general audience of the normal New Heights listeners may not be as excited as the Swifties are.
Welcome to New Heights.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on my favorite podcast. As we all know, you know, you guys have a lot of male sports fans that listen to your podcast. Sure. And I think we all know that if there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
At least she's being self-aware about it. But it's really cool to see this entire promo come out because Travis Kelce also just did this huge spread with GQ. Maybe a more unconventional GQ model, because normally I feel like they're looking for that like waxed washboard ab look. And then you see Travis Kelce on these things called a flyboard, which is basically something that helps him levitate on water using like these hydro boots. And he's levitating above the Everglades or something, wearing nothing but boxer shorts. Shorts and a puffer vest and a lot of hair on his chest. And you know what I just found out about this cover shoot that made my jaw drop to the floor? Kristen, who is our favorite style icon that every time the Met comes around, who do we get excited to see?
Zendaya.
Who styles Zendaya?
LaRoche.
Yeah. He styled Travis Kelce for the GQ cover.
I love it!
Who's
La Roche? So La Roche is Zendaya's stylist. And Zendaya, to me, is the pinnacle of fashion. To me, she is the style icon that when people look back on the 2020s, they will take photos of Zendaya and go, her. She first of all, she's beautiful, but the way La Roche just styled her, it's iconic. He always puts her in these specific Louboutins, the socates that are very hard to walk in, but she looks amazing in them, and all of her outfits just always go so perfectly with her press tours.
And the outfit doesn't wear her. She wears the outfit. Like, her presence on a red carpet and whatever she is wearing, like, of all the celebrity closets that I envy, hers is at the top of the list.
And this guy's name is The Roach?
La Roach.
Like La Roach?
La.
Like The Roach?
L-A-W Roach. La Roach. And he is the one that is behind this new GQ cover shoot. So when you see, these are some interesting fashion choices, it is none other than the guy who is also styling Zendaya.
Huh. I would not have pegged La Roach for that cover out, like cover in that photo shoot.
The Roach is very talented.
It's Law, LAWROACH, Law Roach.
Do we want to talk about this Jennifer Aniston story?
Please, because she looks stunning on this cover and the videos that they are sharing. She's just so freaking likable.
Okay, yeah. So this is an unpopular opinion. I've never really felt like Jennifer Aniston was very attractive.
Well, we don't need that opinion. Sometimes men should stay quiet.
All right.
You're stupid.
I mean, but you said that she looks beautiful. And,
she does.
Yeah, I just...
Did you say Horrible Bosses?
I think
Meet
so.
Meet the Millers?
Oh, she was hot in
here. See?
Oh, yeah.
See?
I take that back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I take it back.
Yeah, and she was married to Brad Pitt, who I feel like is the male beauty standard of, like, the 1990s and the early 2000s movies. I mean, he's still one of the hottest men ever.
But you know how they're all... Usually, every generation has somebody that's the beauty of the generation?
Yes. See, that's how I feel about Zendaya. Okay. Brad Pitt is the Zendaya of men.
I just never felt that way about Jennifer Aniston. When all my friends were like, oh my God! Oh, we can see her nipples!
Yeah. Nipplegate was a thing.
What the heck?
Yeah, they were,
Yeah, anyway, Jennifer Aniston is opening up about the mid-2000s tabloid storm with her split from Brad Pitt, obviously because he and Angelina Jolie met on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and it was a thing, and Brangelina was born. She told Vanity Fair that it felt like her entire life had turned into a soap opera for the public. People were glued to every headline. She admitted that she took it very personally at the time, and that the nonstop coverage was pretty brutal.
I bet.
And she eventually had to, quote, pick herself up by the bootstraps and keep going. Now she can look back with more perspective and says she jokes a lot with Gwyneth Paltrow, who is another one of Brad's exes, about it, and says that their chats these days are more about wellness and goop than old drama. So good for her. I'm glad she's moving on past it. Ready for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
It's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.